You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A federal judge's decision about a corner crossing case in Wyoming may have sweeping implications for the Mountain West. The Bureau of Land Management's director says she's working with states to implement the ruling. The judge decided in favor of four Missouri hunters who crossed from one corner of public land to another without touching private land. A wealthy Wyoming landowner sued for trespassing and damages, but lost. He has said he will appeal the case and is looking to temporarily reverse the decision while the legal challenge proceeds. 8.3 million public acres are considered corner-locked due to the checkerboard pattern of land ownership, often in the West. It's still unclear exactly what the BLM will do to follow the judge's ruling. Environmental advocates want to ban the use of a popular predator trap on Bureau of Land Management lands, commonly known as a cyanide bomb. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
M44s are a tool often used by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to protect livestock from predators like coyotes, foxes, or feral dogs. It's often called a cyanide bomb because when an animal pulls on a piece of bait, a plunger releases deadly, poisonous powder. Conservation groups say the federal government is causing too many unintended deaths, sometimes of protected species or family pets. Kristen Combs is with Wyoming Wildlife Advocates and says it's a matter of time before a human gets injured or worse.
It's out there by itself on the landscape. And, you know, certainly kids can't read signs and don't understand what the warning is. They just have no place on our public lands.
Last year, the BLM used M44s in 10 states, including Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico. Combs says there are safer and more effective ways for ranchers to protect sheep and cows. Meanwhile, the livestock industry says cyanide bombs are one of the most humane ways to reduce predator impacts when used correctly in remote areas. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
This is KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.